On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Josh Coop.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a man was stabbed in the head in Folkestone. Police and paramedics were called to Downs Road at around 7:30 last night. The 36-year-old was arrested shortly after and remains in custody. Elsewhere this lunchtime, 4 years after concerns were raised about patient care, Kent's biggest hospital has been taken out of special measures. Joe's got the details.
Midway NHS Foundation Trust is now taken out of special measures.
Well, that's the moment. Staff at Medway Maritime in Gillingham heard the news this morning. It was rated inadequate in 2013 after inspectors raised concerns about high death rates. Vanessa Edwards is from the Care Quality Commission.
We had concerns previously about the way that staff were dealing with patients when they became unwell. This time, we found that they'd made huge improvements in training as well as improvements in pathways for those patients through the hospital, which meant that patients were receiving much safer care.
Well, they've now been rated as requires improvement rather than inadequate. The latest report says things have got better, but improvements can still be made. Leslie Dwyer is the hospital's chief exec.
The report highlights where all of the improvements have actually made such a difference to the safety and the quality of the care that we provide. But for our staff, it also shows them that, in fact, when we really set our minds to it, when we focus on the things that matter, that we can really make a difference.
The latest rating comes as work starts on a new accident and emergency unit at the hospital, which bosses say will make care even safer.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
CCTV has been released of a man who threatened staff with a large kitchen knife during a robbery at a shop in Dartford. He climbed over the counter and demanded money at the co-op in Chastillion Road at around 7:45 yesterday morning. He's believed to have then run off down Denver Road. We've tweeted his picture at KMFM News. A man's been taken to hospital following a suspected hit and run in Folkestone. Police are now searching for the driver after it happened along Harbour Way at around 8:30 last night. Britain's top secret intelligence agency says today it didn't wiretap Donald Trump during the US election campaign. It's after the White House press secretary repeated accusations made by the US president on TV earlier this week.
President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What is that? It's the initials for the British Intelligence Spying Agency.
Well, in a rare statement, GCHQ says the claims are utterly ridiculous. Around 16 firefighters are currently tackling a chimney fire at a pub near Canterbury. Four crews were called to the Griffin's Head in Chillenden at just after midday. There's no news yet on how it started, but no one's thought to have been injured. An important document's been signed, meaning work can start on a massive new housing development in Ashford. More than 5,500 homes are planned for land, known as Chilmington Green, just outside the town. The builders are due to move in this spring. It's being claimed secondary schools in England could lose £300,000 in budget cuts by 2020. That would be the equivalent of cutting around six teachers. John Andrews carried out the research and tells KMFM it's because of a new funding formula and higher staffing costs.
Schools are facing significant funding pressures over the next few years. And even with a new national funding formula, all schools across England are going to experience real terms cuts in their budgets.
Now, if you're already looking forward to your Friday fish and chips tonight, you might want to think twice about ordering haddock. It's been taken off the list of fish we should eat because stocks have fallen pretty low over the past couple of years. And how do you fancy working at one of Kent's biggest family attractions? After announcing plans for a multi-million pound revamp a few weeks back, Dreamland's now looking to fill almost 200 summer jobs. They're holding a recruitment fair for anyone who fancies operating rides or looking after customers. It's at the park in Margate this afternoon.
KMFM Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Starting with football, and after a 4-0 thrashing against Bolton on Tuesday night, Gillingham will be looking to bounce back tomorrow. They travel to take on Rochdale in League One, having won three of their last five games. Their opponents are three places above them in the table, but boss Adrian Pennock's feeling pretty confident.
Be really, really positive, and that's what we've got to be. And like I say, the boys are chomping at the bit, and And so are we. You know, I can't wait for it, because obviously when you lose a game like we did on Tuesday, you just want to get back on the road and hopefully get those 3 points.
And Leicester will play Atletico Madrid in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. The Premier League title winners are the only British team left in the competition after beating another Spanish side, Sevilla. The first leg will be in Madrid.
More sports, as always, at kentonline.co.uk. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
More sunshine this afternoon, with highs of 11, cloudy over the weekend, but feeling pretty warm. Highs of 15.
Weather.
With Home Plus, oak and painted hardwood furniture. Opposite Ashford train station.